Welcome to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. Today, we're talking about what it takes to build a winning mindset, especially around the holidays. Hey, but first, if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. I'm the CEO of Executive Prepgrades, where we help directors, VPs, and executives get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. We have had 32 offers come in during Thanksgiving and the week before. So many individuals are getting hired. So if you want to get ahead of your competition, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free consultation with our team to see if we can possibly help you accelerate your career. Man, I'm super excited. Christina and I just got back from Nashville, Tennessee. We're actually moving outside of Nashville. So, man, I've never traveled there. It was just a beautiful, beautiful place. So we're excited to embark on that next summer. Just giving you a little update on that Madden family. But hey, I want to talk about today, how do we build this winning mindset, especially when you're taking setback after setback, right? How do we embrace these setbacks as part of the journey? You know, I read something recently that talked about, you know, becoming the best version of yourself, no matter in what area, okay, you really need to humble yourself. Here's what I mean by that. Everything's going to be difficult, right? If you want to work out, right, to achieve a body, right, you're going to have to learn a lot. You're going to have to humble yourself. I don't know everything, right? You're going to have to learn discipline and motivation, right? You're going to have to do that to get the body that you want. It's the same thing with the career. It's the same thing with the finances. But hey, let's talk about setbacks, right? I don't care who you are. In life, setbacks are going to happen, okay? You're going to have to let people go, right? Your competition's going to come in and make it more difficult to sell products, right? Inflation is going to come and going to impact you, right? So all of these things are continually going to happen. If you let them, right, get in your mind, it's very hard to be successful in this thing we call life. So you need to know, if you're on a mission for success, right, that having setbacks is a part of the journey. I look back in my military career, through education, through corporate America, et cetera, and I'm like, man, actually, what I believe is the more you fail, the more successful you are. When you look at any successful, it makes me think of that one, the John Paul Mitchell guy, right? If you didn't know, this guy knocked on a door like several thousand times just to get a couple contracts, right? So he had to continually, right, have that setback, that resistance motivate him, if you will, or keep a self-discipline, however he did it, right, to push back those setbacks. And you need to also look at, right, how can I maintain a positive attitude? One of the things in the ECU program, hey, we have a great process. We have a great branding team, automation team. We help you get on interviews. We help you convert them. We know how to talk about money and maximize the compensation. But we always tell people, hey, if you don't believe, think it's going to happen for you, right? It doesn't matter what the process is. Does that make sense? Having a strong positive mindset is actually more important than whatever process you're following, right? Because a lot of people think that so many things are holding them back in life. They think since they don't have a degree or an MBA, right, that no one's going to hire them. They don't think that they can move forward in their career. They literally have this negative self-talk every single day, which makes it impossible to have success. So if you're trying to build a positive mindset, you need to be prepared for setbacks, and you also need to be prepared to think positive in every single situation. And the reason I say that is nothing good is going to help from thinking negative. Oh man, this is going on, and that's going on, and that's going on. Welcome to life, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be able to reframe these challenges as opportunities, okay? Hey, this happened, but now where's the opportunity? So I ask you to, you know, look into your life right now and say, whatever you're going through, how can I see this as an opportunity, okay? Boom, did you bust out and go to zero? Hey, how can I see this opportunity to bounce back harder? So what is it for you? What's going on in your life right now? Do you have challenging times at work? Are they with the family? Are they with your finances? How can we use them as opportunities? And going with setback and positive thinking, the reason you need to do that is because that is how you develop mental resilience, which most people don't have. Most people can't push forward, setback after setback after setback, see challenges as opportunities, and maintain that positive mindset, right? So they never are able to build that resilience. I'm fortunate because I spent 22 years in the U.S. Army. So during that time, what did I have to do? Go through a lot of hard times while doing everything I'm talking to you about today. Mental resilience. You know, I saw this quote from Alex Hormozi recently that said, if you're trying to create a strong man, what would you put him through? If you're trying to talk about a successful business person, what would you put them through? So let's go to the strong man. Would you give him everything he wants? Would you make sure he never had to go through hard times? Probably not. A lot of people don't understand that the hard times actually develop that person. And back when we're talking about positive thinking, most people, right? Now we're talking about building confidence, right? Through some self-talk. Most people talk bad about themselves, man. They don't like the way they look. They don't like a situation about their life. And they can't keep promises to themselves. They say they're going to do something tomorrow. They say they're going to do something later today. And they never do. And they wonder why they don't have any confidence. We've said this, Christina and I have said this multiple times over multiple podcasts, right? Hey, if you want to build self-worth in yourself, if you want to build confidence, you need to be able to trust yourself. And if you can't trust yourself, how are you going to accomplish anything in this life? So one of the hacks of building a winning mindset, right, is how do I keep promises to myself every single day to make sure I'm moving the needle? And I'll be honest with you. I don't have everything figured out. And some days I'm saying, I am going to do this. It's so important. And I don't. But I try to bring it to self-awareness. And I do try to do it more times than not, because all of us are just on our own journey. A part of building a winning mindset as well is you need to be able to visualize, man. I talk to people all day, every day in their career about targets. And can you believe, I was flying back from Nashville, talked to two people last night at 9 o'clock at night, got home, traveled for 12 hours. There was two people on the edge that needed to talk to me. One had been in the marketplace for 40 years, large executive, another 35 years, right? Successful careers. Right when I get on the phone, hey, what's your target? I kind of want to do this and that. These are people that have been in the marketplace for 40 years and managed thousands of people. So if they don't know their target, I'm assuming you might not either. And that's why so many people fail, because they can't even visualize where they're going because they don't know where they're going. My mentor always says, if you don't know where you're going, you're going to get lost. We can call them targets, goals, etc. But it's hard to visualize if you don't know how much money you want to make. It's hard to visualize if you don't know what kind of job you want to have. What am I going to visualize? Just a lot of money? It's not going to work. Right? So what are your targets? Family, finances, corporate America. You need to clearly define those. If you don't have them, you're never going to be able to develop this winning mindset. You also have to continually have this growth-oriented attitude. I try to learn as much as I can. You know, I take my son to school every day, right? It's a 25-minute drive there and back. I'm always listening to different podcasts. Right now, I'm listening to a book by Natalie Dawson called Start the Work. Amazing book, right? In this book, she talks about just how important it is to continue to learn, train, and level up in life. A lot of people want a winning mindset, but they don't know what a winning mindset is. They don't know how to think positive. They don't know how to reframe challenges as opportunities. They don't have mental resilience. They don't have self-confidence. They're not able to visualize. See the problem right now? You need to implement these tips every single day, right? Life is tough. It will beat you down, right? If you let it. The good news is it's up to you, right? You have the power right now to take control of your life, to take control of your career. But you have to have these fundamental things in awareness every single day. Otherwise, you're going to have setbacks. It's going to make you feel bad. You're going to have negative self-talk. You're not going to have targets. So today I wanted to come to you to give you some tactics and strategies that I use that I'm still working on myself to try to have success in this life. As always, hey, if you're looking for a director, VP, or an executive job and you need a little bit of help, right? You want to be around a community that does have this winning mindset. I strongly encourage you to go to execupgrades.com/podcast, right? The process we have, it's easy. It's been tried and tested by thousands of professionals. The only unknown factor right now is the people we bring into our program, right? Because we need to make sure that they do have that winning mindset and we continue to instill that every single day so that, you know, they don't have a setback on one interview they go on for their dream job and then they mess it up and they don't get it and they spiral out of control, right? So, hey, if you want to be a around a community of people with the winner's mindset, again, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.